Because there has been such a perfectionistic kind of demand of woman. Not only have you been separated from your own power, something that is being restored to you now, but you have been led into illusions. This is always what happens when the ruling rule, the ruling philosophy, shall we say, is based on a lie. Then at some point in your life, you will have to move in the way of illusion, because you cannot make anything make sense any other way when it is based on a lie. We want to give you a simple example of this, but it may be a little difficult. Let us say that you were raised in a very rigid kind of religion, and that religion told you that if you turned on a faucet, the liquid that came from the faucet would be poison. And let us say that that was something you had heard your whole life. And it was not the kind of thing that you were going to take a drink from the faucet to check, because after all, you have been told it is poison. And one day, a child walks up to the faucet and turns it on, fills a glass and drinks the water, and everything is fine. In your mind, you think to yourself, wonderful. Now we all know that what we were taught is not true. And now we can all have water from the faucet. But that is not the way of it. The lie has imprinted in your mind and in your body. And even seeing what you saw, you are much more likely to say that was an aberration. The child had a special power. There was protection. You will defend the lie. And in this time, what is happening is that we are paying attention now to the lies that we have accepted. And we are now moving to a time where we will no longer defend the lie. We will look at what is true, even if it is painful or uncomfortable or makes us feel uncertain. That is a great part of the work of the time that you are in. Now, when we are speaking of the lie, we tried to give you an example outside of yourself. But of course, the really challenging lies are the ones that you tell yourself, or the ones that you have integrated that are not even connected to anything outside of you. So we are going to mention two of the lies that have impacted all women. And we want to call them out of your body, because in your body they can only do damage. The first lie is that something is wrong with you. The second lie is that you will never have what you want. If we had a way of pulling those lies out of your body so that you never had to even respond to them again, we certainly would do that. But because this is a time of growing consciousness, we are going to need to rely on you to be aware that when either of these lies is going on inside of you, it is going to send you to a wrong energy, an energy that will not support you or bring to you what is really for you. It will lead you to shutting down when you need to be opening up. It will take away your courage. There are so many unfortunate offshoots of this. Now, why this feels so strong in you is because no doubt you heard some of it in your family. But in a patriarchal culture, that both of those things are the whipping rods used to keep women small and powerless and malleable. influenced by whoever does not believe that. And so we want you to begin to pull these beliefs out of your body. Now, how do you do that? First, you must have consciousness about what is going on. Let us say that you are in a situation and there are a number of things offered to you and you do not take the best one. You do not perhaps even ask about the best one. Why do you think that would be? That would be one of the things that is reflected by the lie that there is something wrong with you. We are staying general here, but you will find every day that one of these two beliefs is impacting you in some way. Let us say that you know someone who is doing very well in some field. On the one hand, if they are a friend, you are happy for them. On the other hand, you feel shamed. Now, why would that be? Why would that be? Because the lie that says you will never have what you want has been activated in you. And as we begin to pull these lies out of our bodies, we want you to remember important things about healing. You remove a lie from your body because you have chosen to do that. You do not remove a lie from your body because someone outside of you has contradicted the lie or has given you permission to do that. You remove that lie from your body because you have decided to do that. There is power in your decision. But the first point and perhaps the basis for all of this healing is that you must be able to watch a response you have that is not in your best interest and say, wait, why did I not ask for the best thing? Whatever that lie was, I am pulling it out of my body, and I'm going to ask for the best thing, even if I am incredibly uncomfortable doing that. There are a number of ways of working with the removal of lies. We cannot cover all of them tonight, but we do want to make you aware of these two, because it is time for them to leave you. It is time for your power and your joy to return to you in the most natural and organic way. So we will take a few minutes and speak about this together, in this teaching as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace come all around you. Fill the space around you. So that as you breathe in peace to every part of your body. And you exhale fear. Feel a warm rainfall and know that in the raindrops are the rainbow. And feel that energy falling, washing away the weak, anything that was hard, anything that was difficult or upsetting. And open the crown and let the rain fall inside, moving to each chakra center, washing it free of its blockage and pain, and filling it with the colors that it needs. Feel the rain fall in the third eye. Cleanse and open the third eye so that your intuitive powers are restored to you. Feel the rain falling into your throat. And feel the rain wash away any communication that goes with the lie. And make a space for the communication of power and love, understanding, support. Feel the rain fall into your heart center. And see the beautiful colors of the rainbow covering your heart, nourishing it, healing it, awakening what might have been asleep. Feel the rain fall into your solar plexus. Let the energy displace your discomfort, feelings that you do not need, feelings of the lie moved out of your body. And feel the rain fall into your second center. And let the rain remove the shame, the judgment, all of the byproducts of the lie that might have caught in your body. Feel them leave your body. And that center gather in the colors of energy it most needs. Feel the rain fall down through your body and into the root. And feel blockage and limitation moved out of the root by the falling rain. And let the root take from those colors what it needs to rebuild, what it needs to choose a creative pattern that is yours, unique to you. And to empower that pattern. And as the colors flow through your body, feel them make a union. And speak to your heart and tell you that you get what you want. That it is the joy of the universe to support you getting what you want. And it is the wisdom of the universe that speaks to you to tell you that you are exactly as you should be, learning and growing and loved. And as you move your attention into your heart, see that a golden road extends from your heart upward. Let that road move higher and higher. and see that it comes to a place that is a star. And the star opens and sends your gift down the road back to you. Rest your mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, to begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.